Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:40. It's Monday morning. Monday, best day of the week. Everyone knows that. And it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. You get the app, and then you can take radio, like this show, the one
Hello.
We're performing for you now. You can take it wherever you go, in your car or into work or down the hall to your office. Wherever you go, you can bring our show with you through radio.com. Thanks.
And we love to go. It's fun. Mm-hmm. So fun to go places with you.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right. So let's begin with the weather. We have a wind event happening, which is how they refer to it.
I love a wind event. I love a good wind event, Vin.
It's windy, everyone, but it's going to be a nice day, too. So we've got sunshine and you know, cool temps and some wind. So if you want to go ride your bike, that's not the best conditions, or for a run or even for surfing. Not good. Or just staying in your house and having the electricity on. That's also a problem.
Right.
But it is, you know,
windy.
It's just the wind. It's windy. So there's
not
that.
A good day for sparks.
No, I am glad I had an evacuation. Luckily, we didn't have anything get close to our house, but it's still very disruptive and very scary and super stressful. So I'll take this, the power outage, over the fires and the evacuation. So it's not the worst thing that can happen.
You're right.
Wind evacuation.
It certainly is not the worst thing that can happen. And we found workarounds. You're not at home today because your power's out.
Right. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, a football game was played by two very popular teams. It's the San Francisco 49ers, and they played somebody's New England Patriots.
Those would be mine. New England Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah. 33-6 is the score.
Yeah, not a good
Jimmy
showing. Not a good show.
Had a great day, and the quarterback for the Pats did not.
That is
speaking of quarterbacks for the Pats, Tom Brady kicked butt in his game. He not only beat the Las Vegas Raiders, but he got four touchdowns. He 33 for 45 passing for 369 yards. He had a great game.
He actually broke records. He broke
yes.
He and Drew Brees like neck and neck for most completed touchdown passes?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the game. I wanted to because I was really curious how Tom would play, and it was televised. But because I'm among the evacuees for the power or the people who got power outages, we were dealing with trying to get ready for some things, and we've got a big birthday coming up. So I was sort of in and out. I did not hear the commentators, and I don't know what the record that he's been around 20. He's in his 20 what season? I'm not sure, but
1,000.
You stay long enough, you're going to get records.
Well, you sign a deal with the devil, and this is what happens. You win everything. So apparently he trailed Drew Brees by 3 career touchdowns heading into these games. Drew Brees actually threw for a pair of touchdowns earlier in the day. So he was at 558. Increasing his lead over 555, which was Brady had. And then Brady went and said, you know what, I guess I'll just throw four then. and take the lead.
Well, there you go. So,
yay.
Golden Boy continues his winning ways.
God, you got to hate. I love that guy. Love
Tampa
him.
Bay.
Oh, he's so traitor Brady.
The Rams play the Bears tonight on Monday Night Football. So if you're looking for something to do, that could be fun. Both teams are actually, I think the Bears are 5-1 and the Rams are 4-2. So they're fairly decent teams. It should be a good matchup. Yeah. And baseball's off tonight, by the way, so that won't be back on until tomorrow night. All right, so there's some of that stuff. I wanted to do some fast facts now.
Oh, I love fast facts.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, no.
Don't play
the
sounder yet, Bryn.
Oh, don't.
I need to tell you this real quick. This has to happen right now. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is poised to become the 9th justice on the Supreme Court today. It looks like they'll vote, and they have enough, and she'll be confirmed this afternoon. So they expect that to happen in a vote that will take place Monday evening on the East Coast. We'll probably know before dinner if it's done. Okay? Now, let me do some fast facts for you.
Oh, now we can have some fun. Finally.
The Nobel Peace Prize can only go to someone living. It wasn't given out in 1948 because Gandhi had just been assassinated and the committee ruled there's no suitable living candidate. So there was no Nobel Peace Prize. You know what's weird? Wow. I remember that movie, and I'm familiar with Gandhi. I'm familiar. I remember there was a big movie and Ben Kingsley won a bunch of awards portrayal as Gandhi. And I never watched it and didn't know that he was assassinated. Who would kill Gandhi?
Who did kill him? Was it
I don't know. I didn't. They don't say, but I just was like,
I don't remember.
I didn't know the guy was killed. Who kills that guy? Man, just
people who
expect
hate
to go straight to hell, right?
I guess so, sure. I mean, isn't he a karma guy? I don't know, Vin.
Listen to this.
Woefully uneducated on Gandhi.
Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in the same high school graduating class, the class of 85, at Newton North High School in Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Do you know that place?
Well, I know where Newton is, but I don't know anyone from Newton, except that it turns out I do know three people from Newton, and they graduated the year after I did.
All three. Super successful from the same.
Incredible.
Very weird.
Yeah. I think I'm the only mildly famous person from my high school.
Say that again?
I think I'm the only mildly famous person from my high school. You must have gone with like actors and actresses. People who went on
who,
to be
me?
Famous. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what anybody's done. I know I have two very close friends that went on to become doctors, and that's certainly
sure. No, that's admirable, but it's not famous.
That's really good work.
Sure, it's great work. I'm just saying, famous. Who gets to go back to the the reunions and be like, oh, you know, yeah, I gotta get back because I got a show.
Have you done a reunion?
I never have, but I've always sort of fantasized about it. Like, oh, how fun it would be to go back and see all the dudes that I crushed on. I was a regular kid. I had crushes on half the class at some point or another, and none of them were ever into me. You know, do they regret it? Let's find out. Let's on the next episode.
Well, it's not enough.
Sarah's
to get
mildly
you to
famous.
Go. I never
well,
have
I
gone.
I have to work. I got to work. And, you know, I don't know when they have these things. I'm on some page, like, for East Bridgewater High School Vikings class of 19. I'm on classmates? Is that a thing?
Classmates. I don't know. I've been invited to it.
Yeah.
For me, it's always like, look, I only get so much vacation, and I'm not spending it at some evening event for 3 hours reminiscing.
I would totally go if I was anywhere near there. Plus, but you know, now that I masquerade as an elderly woman, I don't know if I'd want to go. Like when I was, you know, 35, I was still pretty good looking and, you know, really
Jesus
trying
Christ.
To keep it together. You know what I mean? Like you want to, you don't want to go to that thing if you're just one of the biddies.
What's the difference?
I don't
wanna... Everybody else is the same age as you.
Yeah, yeah, but I want to look hotter. I want to be hotter. I want all the guy. I want Jim Morey to be like, damn, I really missed out on her. You know,
Jim Morey.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like your motivations are slightly warped, but you know,
agreed. I'm with you. You know, that's just want to go back. I want to, you know, rent a Ferrari to show up in or something. You know, have a VIP area and some table service and
yeah, that's so
passes
you.
To come in to see me. You know how I am.
A Ferrari and a dress. It's totally.
I'm not insane. Wearing a dress. I'm wearing a tux.
While we're in the past, let's go to this next story. 1 in 3 people admit they've lied to their partner, their significant other, about the number of partners, sexual partners they've had. Mm. This is according to a new survey where they actually told the truth. They said, yeah, oh, yeah, I don't want to be judged for how many people I've done, good or bad, whether that's too many or too few. I think both can be an issue in your own head. You've worked it up to be, you know, well, 5 isn't enough. If she's had, you know, 50, then I'm going to really feel like a donkey, aren't I?
I don't know. I feel like eventually, if you're with someone long enough, I mean, it's like you only admitted to a few when I first met you. And then as the years went on, I started adding to the list and was, you know, of course, I was stunned by the sheer
Actually,
volume.
The truth is... I gave you a complete accounting of all the people I've
no,
slept with.
Because there's
on
definitely
a list of paper.
Still some. Then like no. This comes up, that comes up. I'm like, I don't remember no. That one being on there.
They're
and
all
anybody
on that
who
list.
Had as many lost years as you has got to have woken up in some predicaments that they haven't mentioned just because they want to make their number seem respectable.
Valid point.
Thank you.
Where is that list?
No, Brynn. Anyway. That is not a valid
where that
point.
List is
where is that piece of paper?
It went to the same place that box of t-shirts went to. Just somewhere unknown. Who
it
knows?
Was on a folder, right? You had it on a folder. For
had,
the
it was in
you can't
my
keep
show
your
folder.
Hands on stuff doesn't mean you need well, to push it off on
the fact that you know the
me
combination to my lock is, you know, it does throw you under suspicion. But
what lock?
What are you talking? You have a locker or something?
No, I don't have a lock. But he obviously knows where I keep my stuff, and he knows I have a list, and suddenly that list just goes missing.
You mean the folder on your desk.
I wonder who could have taken that. And the guy who helped carry out boxes at his 40th birthday party and the box of awesome t-shirts that we had made for him just goes missing. Poof. Huh, that's interesting. I don't know. Just saying. I'm not
Ladies
accusing you of anything. I'm just saying if I was going to accuse
for the
someone,
record,
it would be you.
She's telling lies for your entertainment's sake. I'm willing to allow it, but that's what's happening right now,
wow,
just so you know.
Thank you, Vincent.
Anyway.
I've been framed.
1 out of 3 people admit they've lied to their significant other about the number of sexual partners they've had. Men were almost twice as likely to lie as women, which is, okay. The top reasons
that
for lying, there
wrong.
Are... They're afraid the person would judge them by their real number, and they thought their number was too far from their significant other's number and wanted to close the gap. So I know that, like, in my current relationship, we've never talked about numbers. I've never asked her number. She's never asked me. That's not a
I'm going to ask her next time. She already knows your number. She didn't have to ask. She knows everything she ever wanted to know about you. She listens to the show.
Well, the point is, we've never had that conversation.
Right.
There's never been
you don't have
a non-issue.
To. She's going to know everything about you, and you don't have to ask her any questions about her. It's perfect.
I don't
want to
know. That's right. I think the one time, and I didn't ask my last, you know, sort of official girlfriend, the one time that was super crunchy and uncomfortable, she was talking to a girlfriend. I was right there, and she said, man, it's a miracle I got through Chico without catching anything.
Chico!
And I'm like, I'm right here. I mean, I get it. You're talking to your friend, but honestly, that is a really hard thing to hit. It's a miracle you made it without catching anything.
Your wife said that?
That is a miracle. The old girlfriend that he was with for a long time.
No, listen, the other girlfriend.
She had her fun in college. You know, that's got nothing to do with you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but don't clunk me over the head with it. Jesus.
Well, stop listening so closely. God, you're nosy.
I didn't want to be there in the first place.
Oh, she wanted to tell you. She's the one who asked you. You're like, oh, you're good at that. She's like, you want to know how I got good at this?
No, that's not the one.
Practice makes perfect.
That's a different girl that did that, but thanks.
Which girl was that? I'm recompiling my list. You don't need to know.
You're done with lists. You can't keep your hands on them anyway. No one's coming over my house to steal stuff. If you want to go ahead and get LifeLock and make sure they protect the list this time, then I'll give you a list. Otherwise, you can't be trusted with valuable information.
You're wrong about that. Well, actually, you're right about it because someone named Vinny steals stuff from me all the time. So how could I possibly
get out
of
here? I never took anything. I gave you it in the first place.
An abridged
survey
list.
Also found the 5 most uncomfortable sex topics to discuss with your partner include the number, past experiences, you know, maybe it's 3 ways, maybe it's you were with Eddie Van Halen, and that's something that no one can compete with.
That's true. Plus, he's John's hero, so he loves that story.
Oh, wow. Fantasies and things you want, which these are things you really... If this is the person you get naked in front of, I don't know why you can't discuss it with them, but I'm familiar with that feeling like, I can't discuss this with this person.
The fantasy?
Or whatever. Like, even talking about certain things are just kind of crunchy. You just kind of go like, I don't know.
Save that one for a rainy day.
Kinks and what you could do better in, you know, the throes of passion or love. Mm-hmm.
Those are hard things to talk about. Praise, upgrade, praise. Especially if you let something go for a while, you know, like if you, sometimes you think you like something at the beginning and then by the end you just don't like it and you've already told them you liked it.
So it's their move and they think this really gets her.
Then you know what though? Men's egos are so fragile.
Look. Guys have egos, there's no question, and they are fragile, I agree. But also, you know, while I happen to enjoy certain performances, I also am doing that so you'll have fun too. Mm-hmm. So it'd be nice if you're like a little to the left.
Agreed.
How hard is that?
I completely concur. I just think that is a, for some people, they don't want to hurt someone's feelings or they can't say anything, you know. I totally see it.
I think the most important sort of quandary I have found myself in is I can see something's going her way. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. working. It's mm-hmm. good. But what I need to know is, like, we're close or 5 more minutes. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to pace that. You know what I mean? You want to hear from that person. Yes. Right, like that, almost there. Well,
they're concentrating, Vinny, so, you know, that's a lot to ask.
Okay. If it is.
I don't know if it is or not. I don't know. I never shut up during sex, though. So. I'm sure, actually, he's probably like, Jesus, stop. You know? But I can't.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Vinny, I thought wind was good for surfing. No. Nope. Wind's not good for windsurfing. Yeah, it's good for windsurfing. What you want is a sheet glass ocean, no wind. And if you get some wind, yes, offshores are better than onshores, but preferably no wind at all. Let's see here. It's not a tuma, someone wrote. That's one of his best lines. I mean, come on.
It's not a tuma.
Let's see. Hooman's so busy, says 650. He sees a lot of friends mask-free. Not sure he sets the best example. Just my observation, says 650.
Really?
Where are they seeing him?
Huh, that's crazy. Well, they're seeing him on Instagram.
Oh. Well, Well, I'm sure he pulls the mask off for his picture and puts it right back on.
We did. We were waiting for you on Friday, but you didn't jump on. But we did a. We went Instagram Live on Friday.
Yeah, I don't.
Eddie F jumped on for a minute. I mean, it was what a
did?
Party. Yeah.
How's
crazy.
He doing?
He was at a show. His second live performance since the whole thing started, the pandemic.
Good for him.
I know. Crazy.
Hey, I'm super out of time. What's coming up?
I'm going to start with Banksy. I have a lot of cool stories. I got a fire festival story, James Bond, and scary basements, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.